From NPR and WBUR, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from WMFE in Orlando, Florida, with a focus today on the midterm elections and the governor's race in particular. But we're going to start this hour in St. Louis, where protests broke out last night after the police shooting of another young African-American male. Police say an off-duty officer working for a private security firm shot and killed 18-year-old Vonderrett Myers last night. Police say Myers fired three shots at the officer, and the officer fired back 17 times. But today, Myers' mother told the AP that he was unarmed and holding a sandwich. This comes, of course, 2 months after the nearby city of Ferguson erupted in protest following the police shooting death of unarmed teenager Michael Brown. Back then, we spoke with Jacole Boogie D. Dolby, program director and radio personality for Hot 104.1 in St. Louis. He's back with us now. Boogie D., welcome back.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Well, how are people reacting where you are this morning to what happened?
Let me just be honest right now. I think it's too early to tell. I think there was some tensions last night, what happened in South St. Louis, but this story is really still kind of fresh. So right now I would say that people are still just kind of gathering information. I just think last night people that were, you know, in that area or people that were following social media kind of went over to the area where this other shooting happened. And there were some shots that rang out. I guess we don't know from who, but the police didn't arrest anybody. So I think people are just kind of gathering information at this point.
Well, and this was a very different situation because the police say that this man opened fire on police before he was shot.
Well, see, there's a conflict of stories. So if, you know, the news is reporting that and then the witnesses are saying that the young man was unarmed, which is, you know, putting it down the same lane as Mike Brown. So like I said earlier, is that people are gathering the information. This thing is still kind of fresh. So a lot of people are waking up this morning going, oh, something happened? Or, you know, reading their Instagram or Twitter, and now everybody's starting to get involved in the story.
But we did see people turn out in the streets already.
Yeah, there were people that went out there last night, but nobody was arrested. There were reports that there was some shooting that happened when protest was out there, and that kind of everybody kind of dispersed from that point forward. And then, you know, we had really severe storms here overnight. So I think a lot of that kind of could have calmed things down. And now as the sun is up and people are now getting involved in the story, now everybody's starting to get into the details.
Well, how are things generally following not just this, but, of course, the death of Michael Brown and all that's happened since then?
Well, I think right now it's people have still been protesting in Ferguson, you know, on a regular basis because there still hasn't been a indictment or non-indictment from the grand jury. And people are just getting a little frustrated with the process. It's a very slow process. When district attorney Mike McCullough turned this thing over to the grand jury, it kind of slowed everything down. And then they gave them a deadline date in January 2015. So realistically, they can wait to 2015 to the, you know, January to really come down with a decision. And so that's kind of gotten people a little bit more antsy. So it's moving on a legal side very slow, but people are still out there and very passionate, still protesting. And there's still events going on about the Mike Brown and people protesting. There was just an event in East St. Louis this past weekend where Common, Arrested Development, Amber Bullock, Murphy Lee, and the St. Lunatics did a free show for East St. Louis. Was the Eastway St. Louis Peace Festival, and the Brown family, some members of the Brown family were there, the Brown family's attorneys were there. That was another way to keep the message out there, but it also took it across the river to the Illinois side. And to get a guy like Common and Arrested Development to come to a free show, that tells you that it's still very much top of mind here.
Well, and there have been a lot of attempts to try to heal the rift between the community and the police. Has any of that worked? Do people have any more trust for the police in the St. Louis area than they did before?
I would say that it's still kind of tense right now, and I think last night's incident is proof of that, that people are going to react first before we know all the facts and really figure out what's going on. And I'm saying that to be respectful. I don't know what happened. Like I said, you know, this is like what we said, people are just reacting when they hear something, you know, it goes through social media, people show up. And that's kind of what happened last night. Now you're going to get a lot more people involved in what really happened. What really happened last night? Is this another Mike Brown incident or is it not?
That is Jacole Boogie D. Dolby, a program director and radio host for Hot 104.1 in St. Louis. Boogie D., thanks for joining us again.
No problem. Things change. Let's talk again.